I think your point about what we're comparing is.
I took offense when somebody says that I brought Rockman down. I will take massive offense to that.
I think what we're talking about is what we're comparing. When somebody anchors in Rockland Harbor and tenders passengers ashore, they pay $8 per passenger. If they do the same thing in Bar Harbor, they're paying $8.30 or something like that. If they go to Charleston and they tie up at the city wharf, the passengers are walking ashore. They're not even taking tenders. If they're in Portland, they're at a dock. They're not taking a tender. Mm-hmm. If they're charging them $11 a passenger, it's not a comparable service that we're developing, offering them. It's not a matter of whether we value Rockland or not. It's a matter of what services are we offering. I think it's wonderful. I think we need to charge more. I think we need to get more money for the infrastructure. But the infrastructure we want to improve isn't for the cruise ships. It's for the people who use it on a daily basis the rest of the year. That's why we improve the infrastructure, not for the cruise ships. So what we're using is the cruise ship money to help pay for infrastructure for everybody else, which is really where its value is. The question in terms of raising the fee isn't, you know, what is the comparable, if there is such a thing, what is a comparable town charging for the same services that we're offering? And that's one of the problems I have, is $8 is an appropriate fee for what other towns charge.
Well, I think there is value added to the cruise ship, though. If we're talking about a segregated gangway or, you know, facilities that enable a more, you know, a smoother flow, then I think that there is benefit to the cruise industry in the upgrades. And the upgrades, you know, I don't think that anyone can deny that we need to have an infrastructure upgrade at the harbor. Right. And so whether it's the cruise industry we're talking about or anybody else who utilizes the facility, the upgrades have to be done. And so we have to figure out where the revenue is going to come from. And it's either going to come from John Q. taxpayer, myself, who doesn't actually go on a cruise ship, or we're going to try to find the revenue somewhere else. And so I think that even comparing Rockland to any other harbor, it's apples to oranges. We have a need, and we have to identify revenue sources. And it doesn't really matter what other harbors charge. And I know that people say, well, the cruise industry may choose to go to a different harbor, but I don't think that that's really an issue that we're, I don't think that's realistic. I mean, we have the largest harbor, you know, north of Boston. I mean, this is a town that is a destination people desire to come here. So I really don't believe that this is going to cut into the cruise industry if we raise a raise a fee by $2. And I think that as a city council, then, we should make sure that we follow through and dedicate the revenue to making the upgrades. And maybe we can say to the industry, you know, we would keep it static. We would guarantee some sort of, you know, stasis with the fees so that you'd be able to predict, you know, 2 years out what the structure looks like.
That's one of the problems we have right now with this fee order as it's presented. It goes into effect in 2018. Which is next year, which we already have boats booked for.
Right. But and this was put off, and this has been delayed, you know,
so,
unexpectedly.
So, and I'm going to make the amendment again, if we do this, that it be put off to 2020. So that there's, do you have any vessels signed up for 2019?
Yes, 18 and 19.
So you have vessels already signed up for 2019. So
are they
changing,
big vessels?
2020 would be appropriate.
2020 is appropriate.
It gives them enough time to plan for this because they do their bookings a year and a half in advance in many cases. That's the only reason.
Tom, you want to weigh in?
Yeah, just a couple of things. I think one thing that we're not hearing and discussing here, I think, is that just to give you an example, in two visits in the month of September, the cruise industry has delivered close to $32,000 to the city of Rockland in 1 month. So to say that we're getting no revenue or we don't have revenue to help with infrastructure is just not factual.
Well, I didn't say no revenue.
Right. So, you did not say that. That's correct. And we expect to deliver another $45,000 plus in the month of October. So from five visits. I think, you know, the position that I shared in a letter from the Chamber of Commerce echoes the need for infrastructure improvements and supports the idea of more revenue, more funding going to improve the infrastructure. I think we're all on the same page about that. We need to do something about that. I think the path to get there is the question. If 10's reasonable, why isn't 12 reasonable? Why isn't 25 reasonable? Why isn't 50 reasonable? Where does it stop? I guess that's the question, is how, you know, there comes a point somewhere, none of us know where that is, that you tip the scales in the other direction. The other thing that I think has not come up once tonight is the benefit to businesses in Rockland and around the region. And I think for those that feel that there is none, they haven't spent any time on Main Street during the cruise ship visit. So I just have a couple of stats I wanted to share, too, related to the two visits in September to dispel some myths. The Vision of the Seas visit on September 13th had 1,985 passengers aboard, as well as approximately 800 crew. 1,891 people got off the ship, which I counted myself with my little thumb with a clicker. So that's there are some crew, but I would estimate it at less than 100 that get off. So that's 95% of the passenger count that disembarked the ship into the city of Rockland, that came into the area, spent money in the area, and supported our local businesses. 486 of those passengers that got off boarded a bus for a shore excursion. That's 25%. The myth that everyone gets on a bus and leaves Rockland is simply not true. So we also implemented, with contributions from local businesses, a downtown Rockland shuttle that took people from the Harbor Master Building to the far end of Main Street above the ferry terminal. We had close to 250 people that rode that shuttle out of Harbor Park to explore our downtown, making it easier for them to be there.
And that was, sorry, just to interject, was for people who perhaps disability-wise would not be able to get up the hill. The majority obviously walk themselves, but there are a number who are unable to get up the hill and perhaps in the past would never have gone.
Right.
So we were able to drive them up.
So the second visit on the 26th was similar numbers. 2,002 passengers on board, 92% disembarked the ship. 30% of those got on a bus somewhere. The remainder stayed in Rockland.
Yeah, and I don't think any of us have denied that there is an economic benefit to many of the shops on Main Street. And, you know, that is absolutely clear. And I want to make clear, again, what the Harbor Commission's responsibility is for. And that is for protection of the harbor, protection of all users of the harbor. And also, we believe, for protection of all residents and taxpayers. You know, we are not a chamber of commerce. You have your role in what your business is. I think we have our role in what our business is, and our business is all of Rockland. It is not just Main Street.
And just to go back to...
I'm a resident of Rockland. My business is all of Rockland, too.
No. Just going back to, you know, the infrastructure issue, the funding issue, you know, we've been moving forward with a lot of grant work to try and move this process forward. And from my understanding, as far as receiving grants and trying to move that forward, you know, you have to be able to show that you're making an effort to move things forward on your own accord to be able to get the grant, the funding to go with it. And to me, us, you know, keeping things static and not trying to, you know, part of this additional, you know, this fee increase is to show that we're trying to move forward in this process. And if we just sit here and don't move forward, you know, we won't be able to get the funds. So I don't know.
I think that's a good point. I'm just have a quick question. What is the time frame? Because, you know, if we're talking about the cruise industry happy for an increase in passenger fees, as long as we can show them what we're doing, what is the time frame? Is it like next season something might be, or in 5 seasons, or, you know? Because obviously they want to also see, okay, we will pay that extra $2 ahead, but at what point do we get that return? I just don't have a clue.
So we actually had to step back a little, approximately 1 year. So in fact, it would take effect, the fee increase would take effect concurrently with the construction of a new pier.
Okay. So
what was the purpose of stepping back?